All right, welcome everyone. I would like to call the July 29, 2021 meeting of the Whitney Town Advisory Board to order. Let's see, but please all rise for this Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Do I have any county staff introductions?
My name is Steve Gerr, Clark County Conference Planning Department.
Okay.
Susan Gersh, Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a period public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up at the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. All right. Item number 3, approval of the minutes for July 15th, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion to approve July 15th, 2021's minutes.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right. Okay, we have approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. I would like to combine items 2, 3, and 4 without objection. Okay, so we will, I'll move to approve the agenda for July 29, 2021, combining items 2, 3, and 4. And all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Do we have any informational items? Okay, thank you. Okay, we're now on to the planning and zoning part of this meeting. Item number 1, UC210283 ABH Ventures R2 LLC, use permit to allow a proposed food cart, taco cart, trailer not located within an enclosed building. Design review for a food cart, taco cart, trailer in conjunction with an existing commercial retail property on 0.08 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue and the east side of Morris Street within Whitney. Okay, do we have an applicant? All right. All right. So yeah, we'll move on, and if they show up by the end of the meeting, we'll... All right, items number 2, 3, and 4. Number 2, VS210342, Storybrooke-Tropicana LLC. Vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Hamilton Avenue located between Dodge Street and Los Pinos Street within Whitney. Number 3, WS210034, Storybrooke-Tropicana LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following. Alternative yard setbacks and an alternative street section. Design review for the following. 1, a single-family residential development, a hammerhead design turnaround at the end of the street, and 3, finished grade for a single-family residential development on 2.3 acres in an RUD residential urban density zone, generally located on the east side of Dodge Street and the north and south sides of Hamilton Avenue within Whitney. Number 4, TM215001 Storybrooke Tropicana LLC, tentative map, consisting of 22 single-family residential lots and common lots on 2.3 acres in an RUD residential urban density zone, generally located on the east side of Dodge Street and the north and south sides of Hamilton within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
We do.
Good.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Bellard Center Circle, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Sorry, I forgot that part. And then with me is Mr. James Cooper from Storybook Homes, and this is sort of like deja vu. We came back, and on the aerials, you can see in the purple, where that's where the other two Storybook projects came. They've been wildly successful, to say. I believe this project down here is completely sold out.
Yes.
And then this one is about 50%.
Right. And actually, that exhibit should be flipped.
Oh, upside down, sorry.
Yeah.
And then this is our project. It's currently zoned RUD, which is in the 10 to 14 unit range, housing range. We're actually a little bit below it. But so that's one of the things I think Storybook's really focused on this year, is to try and have some reasonably priced houses that people can buy. So of course, some of you have to get a little bit smaller lot, and you know, you want to pass this down. These are the houses that are going to be, which are the other on the other two projects. We do have three applications before you. One is the vacation, and that's when this property was originally, and this wasn't us, but before, the entrance was dedicated at this location. We're not showing a street there, so we're just vacating that right of way. And then we have a tentative map. And, I mean, it is kind of an unusual shaped piece of property. In RUD, the minimum lot size is 2,000, but we're doing like 2,600, and it's, we've got a range of 2,600. We're doing landscaping along the street. We are separated, like I said, it's kind of an unusual shaped piece of property. We do have this triangular piece on the north side of Hamilton and the rest, but it'll all be together. I always point this out with Storybook. They always think I'm weird that I do, but I think it's a good point that Storybook, all their developments have HOAs because they have private streets to maintain. But they also maintain the front yards, which I think that's really important, because a lot of times here in my neighborhood, I can tell if somebody's renting or somebody owns, and usually it's a difference in maintenance. But when your HOA maintains the entire front yard, it kind of keeps it consistent, makes it look nice, and you know, it makes it, I think, for a better neighborhood. Also knowing though, because you know, this is a small piece of property, you don't want to burden your residents, your homeowners. So what they do is they combine the different neighborhoods or different developments, and so they make it all one HOA. So then when the guys come out to maintain this one, they'll maintain the other two in the area. So I'm not sure what else you'd like for me to tell you about this project. I'm always proud to represent Storybook Homes. I'm excited to be able to build and do infill pieces, and excited to have a reasonably priced piece of property or home for people, for families to be able to buy and move into.
Okay. Is that the end of your presentation?
That is.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Or right, well, we'll,
anything else,
we'll,
or
we'll get to that. Sure. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Please speak up. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, right now, I think in the student three level home, like $375,000. I mean, it's outrageous. So it's trying to get below
$300,000. And how big are the homes? Are they single story?
They're two story to get some square footage in them. And they're about a little over $1,400 to a little over $1,600.
Will there be any single story?
No. That's, I mean, this is just their product for them. This is really trying for entry-level homes for people to, it's not really a move-up or a retirement home. It's really for, in order to get square footage on a smaller lot, you really have to go two stories, unfortunately. No, I don't. And I wasn't meaning to imply it, I don't know, sorry. But it's not this product here. Do you have any other, I'm happy to answer.
Okay. Any other members from the public? Okay. I am closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board. Which of the lots that you're asking for the size? That you're asking for the waiver for?
For the waiver.
Uh-huh.
So these are two side-loaded houses. Because of the orientation of the lots, lot 22 is going to have an entry off of Hamilton, and the driveway will curve a little bit, the house will sit there. So the house, the front of the house actually kind of points this way.
Okay.
So the driveway is going to have to be curved over to the garage. Likewise, this lot 7 configuration is right here, which is where the driveway is here, and the house points this way. So we've done this on some other projects in which, just because of the constraints of the site layout, we oriented the house sideways, and We've had good success with that, and the county's really worked with us, so we appreciate that.
You still get a front yard, you still get a side yard, but because where your house is oriented to the street, by code, that's your front yard, so we're having it's sort of flipped by code. But you still get a front yard, side yard.
So we're treating, for this lot, for example, we're treating this as a front yard. We still have 20 feet. Actually, we have more feet, or more distance there. And we've got the setback dimensions here on the side. We've got a 10-foot to the front. So it kind of it has the same setbacks. It just oriented differently.
And the open space, or the is it so? It is a yard with a playground, or what's what are you doing for the community space?
I don't know that we've decided yet. We might even have a table, maybe a barbecue pit or something. But I mean, we're kind of. Because this is a small development, we're so kind of inhibited on what we can do there.
It's usually not programmed at this point in time, but it ends up being that, you know, like a place for kids to play, snow ball, and have a picnic or go on a barbecue.
Yeah.
I
appreciate all the info. We need it, and we need. But my thing is, we have these islands with no connectivity, and people, you know. So that's. I just want to make sure they have some, you know. And kids, you know, so they're all major streets around them. So it's not like the kids can go out and play on Boulder Highway. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And but so so the street's still going through. What you're vacating? I guess I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe I didn't see that.
If you can see this sort of a curve here, that's where there was a street originally coming through, and I think into this development.
Oh, okay.
It's not, so okay. We have to vacate it because it was dedicated.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that weird little?
Yeah.
So then Hamilton still goes through.
Yes.
Okay, and that's all I have. Any other board members?
Just one question. So for the one. Down below, that curve that you're moving sideways. I assume that the sightline is going to be okay for the, because it looks like since the road curves there, the people backing out of their driveway, is that like a dead man's curve coming around? Like, what's the sightline like from the road?
There is building restrictions down on those curves that we'll observe. They'll be put together by our engineer. So we won't be able to have a wall at a certain location along the front edge. And that should help in backing out on the Hamilton. Hamilton, this area, there's just absolutely no traffic. You go out there and maybe there's traffic going Dodge. Septo that way, which is no traffic. So I think that certainly helps the situation here. That's a good question. Thank you.
Any more?
No, that was it, just the curve.
Al?
So basically, you're building 22 units, right?
Excuse me?
22
residential.
I lived in that neighborhood, so that's why I see the areas. That's small. And explain to me this hammerhead turnaround. What? Explain that to me. You say here you're going to have a hammerhead design turnaround.
It's that. It's this here.
The trash truck, they're huge. Would they be able to turn?
Yes, they can. They can get around. It's the county changed the code in their preferred design as a cul-de-sac, but really on a project this small. And oddly, it is kind of an oddly shaped project that it is difficult. I mean, we have had some developments where the road is a step street and comes in, and then they come in and back out. But they're able to turn around.
And the fire department will review this, this site, this layout, and they work with us on these sorts of work.
Well, the reason I bring it is I go to a lot of apartments to pick up friends in the neighborhood. I have a hard time making U-turns inside those little apartments, you know, and I was just curious what this would look like, because it's real difficult. You go to the apartment complex, making a U-turn, and so I didn't know.
So with the fire department, when you send their plans to them for review, the engineer will typically provide some kind of template turnaround radius to show that, yes, if you consider the radius of the smallest radius, minimum radius, and they'll show that it works, that their fire truck can come in and turn within this area.
Yeah, because those are long.
Yeah, so they're able to look at that with the regular plans.
See, where I live, we have a rule. We can't park any of our cars on the curb because of the fire trucks and ambulances that come into the neighborhood. So they don't let us park on the curb by our houses. We have to park in the visitor parking lot. So I was just curious how that works.
Well, at the end of that hammerhead, we're not allowing parking.
Okay, so you need that turn.
It's usually like 2 or 3 houses ahead, you stop parking,
yeah,
right?
I think a certain distance beyond the radius point, the turning point.
Okay.
Yeah. And I forget what the distance is, but from there on, the whole hammerhead is going to go parking.
So it really impacts these 3 lots because this is an open space lot.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if you can see on this, up here, this is one of those stub streets that's just dead ends on the street to the north. So that's where they actually have to back up on those. So at least at Hammerhead, they can turn around and have the ability to, for the fire.
I've just never heard of a Hammerhead. I was thinking of a shark or something. Well, it is, you know.
There used to be all over. Right? Almost every development had Hammerheads.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the county changed their code, said this is the cul-de-sac they prefer. But they do allow an exception. And I think given that this is just such a small piece of property and not a lot of houses and infill, I've yet to see an infill piece of property that doesn't have one kind of waiver at least. But there's more difficult to build.
So you did resolve it with the fire department? Because on our paperwork it says under fire that Street A, the hammerhead, appears to be too small.
It's a standard hammerhead. And I had a long conversation with the county on the county fire department on a previous project in which they did express some concern, but then we showed them that it worked, and we had done it in a previous project. So, I think I spoke to them probably about 6 months ago, and they were fine with the design, so I'm confident that they'll accept this. So if they tell us that they don't accept it, well,
we'll be back.
I guess we'll be back.
Okay, yeah, I'm just surprised to hear you, because in both sets of paperwork, it said that it was too small.
I think with the past pilot projects, the fire department at the stage has expressed a concern. We go talk to them and they basically tell me, okay, we got it. We understand what you're doing. So I'm really confident that we're going to be able to work with the fire department.
And then piggybacking on what Al was talking about too about parking. So is there on-street parking and is there a place for, like, say, somebody birthday party or, you know, for visitors to come. So what's the anticipation? Is it just one car out front of the house or if people have extra cars, where will they park?
So, parking is allowed on 60-foot right-of-way on Hamilton. So they can spill out and park on that right-of-way. Ordinarily, I don't think you typically want it on 60-foot right-of-way. It's allowed. But Hamilton, virtually no traffic out there. So
that's,
I think that's, you know, if you're having visitors or a park or something, I think that's where people can park.
And we do have full driveways too, so there's garages
right.
And driveways. So you know, the residents will hopefully park in their garage, but we know how that works. But they can also park on their in their driveway too.
So it's a two car driveway?
Yes.
And 2 car garages.
Good. So, run the HOA thing again. So, all 3 properties going to be on the same HOA.
I don't know if that's the case, but usually what they would, and I'll talk for story, but because you know you don't want it because it's to maintain the open space and the streets and the front yards,
mm-hmm.
which I think is pretty fabulous. And so but this is small, so you don't want to be having an affordable house and $100 a month, you know, HOA. So what so they usually group developments in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume it'd be the other 2 in the area, but you know, I don't know that that's been decided. And the guys come out and they take care of the yards and the height of the open space and the streets, they're not just driving out here and then but they can go and take care of 3 of all the same.
So those HOAs only had to, that HOA that was taking care of this development, only took care of this development.
Right.
Pretty good.
And 20% of your residents would have to be on the board.
What we're doing is combining this development with the other 2 in the area, and now maintenance when they go out to take care of the front yard, to do the whole area, all 3.
Yep.
And HOA fees are dramatically reduced. So
Okay. Some of the streets are private, obviously not Hamilton. Is there street lighting at all or no?
You coach lighting, right?
Coach lighting. But we'll have, there's already street lights out on Hamilton, which is required. They're existing.
Right.
So on that private street, we're going to use coach lighting.
And the coach lighting is like hardwired dusk to dawn, or is it up to the owner to turn the light on?
I'm sorry.
No, it's hardwired. The coach light.
The coach light will automatically go on at night.
Oh, yes.
So it's not up to the.
On automatic.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I never remember turning mine on. If that were the case.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And then it's all open streets. There's no gates. There's no
right.
Gates. Yeah.
So what is the total unit for all three properties? I mean, you said you got three properties, right? You mentioned the HOA. So what's the total unit? You got 22 in this corner. So how many residential units?
I'm sorry, how many lots?
Yeah. On your other two, like combined, what's the total
combined
approximately?
There's probably like
90
or 100
other
lots.
Okay.
So obviously that would reduce the HOA fee versus 22 people. It would be almost impossible.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions from the board? Okay. Anyone want to make a motion?
I'll be happy to make a motion.
Okay. I'll let you. I read it once. You can read it.
You can let me read it. I'll be making a motion for approval for BS 210342, Storybrook Tropicana LLC, vacate and abandon. TM 215015, Storybrook Tropicana LLC, tentative map. And WS 210341, Storybrook Tropicana LLC, waiver of development and standards and design review. My motion is for approval with all the terms and regulations that are in there for staff.
We have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No? All right. Congratulations. Thank you. Item number 5, ZC 210031, Drake Tail Holdings 2 LLC, zone change to reclassify 5.3 acre portion of a 10.2 acre site from an R2 medium density residential zone, a C2 general commercial zone, and an H2 general highway zone to a C2 general commercial zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduced parking lot landscaping and two alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a commercial center, generally located on the north side of Russell Road, 490 feet east of Boulder Highway, within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Hi. Good evening, board. Debbie O'Haney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant.
Can you please spell your last name?
Last name is O-H-E-N-E, no apostrophe. Black Highway Street. I'm here representing this conforming zone change on the corner, or it's on the northeastern corner of Russell Road. Do you need me to shout a little bit?
I can hear.
Can you hear me?
It's the air conditioning.
Oh, it's the air conditioning. Yeah. It's on the northeast corner of Boulder Highway and Russell Road. Just to orient you on the site, and I know this is a little small, so I'm sending one copy around. So this is the eastern corner, this is the northern corner. It's a total of 10 point something acres, but about 4.9 acres came in for an R5 zoning, and we're just rezoning the other portion. Now, this parcel had basically three different zones, R2, H2, and I think R5 and RE and C2. So basically, if you get to the zoning map, you can see all the zones.
Oh.
So it was a mishmash, and a portion of the RE and the R2 was zoned to the R5. So the remaining 5.3 acres is being zoned to C2. It is a conforming zone change. And then the county graciously allowed us to add this little tail, which is the head of the trailhead. So we, and then they agreed for us to add some parking in. And just to clarify, if you look at your report, it says that we're 490 feet, which will put us on this piece. The planner, Steve, happens to be here, and we're okay because they use the entire parcel for the notification. It should have said, notification should have said northeast corner, right at the corner. So we'll make sure we announce it so there's no issues at the tail end. Now, the design review for the project is for 6.12 acres. And the reason that is what I just described as county graciously allowing us to use this tail part, which is the trailhead. And then we provided as access, and we provided some parking, additional parking, so people can park in there to get onto the trail, either their bikes or parking. So it's a win-win situation for both. So the entire design review is 6.12 acres. And as you can see, we have three fast food restaurants, a car wash, a gasoline station with convenience store, and another fast food at this tail end. We meet code requirements based on the zoning for all items. There are two waivers. One of the waivers is alternative landscaping. Now in this area is already covered, a covered culvert. So there's no possibility to put landscaping on it. Also, right in this area is, and in this area, the power lines. So NV Energy typically does not allow you to put trees. What we decided to do was to put some shrubs in and also enhance the landscaping along the street frontage, especially this corner. Now, the county does have a project coming in with traffic lights, so we really didn't vacate everything until we sorted things out right at the intersection. So with that said, that first waiver is, it's not really to say we're waiving all the park landscaping, it's more, we need to do this so we don't get in trouble with MV Energy and we don't get in trouble with the county because they don't also allow a lot of landscaping if there's drainage easement. So that's the reason for waiver number one. Waiver number two is the driveway geometric. Now we need road depth in this area, and as you can see, no parking spaces come in and out. We've done the islands, we've put some shrubs in there. So we made a road depth on Boulder Highway, and we work with NDOT on this since Boulder is an NDOT highway. On Russell, which is a county road, we worked with Public Works, and initially we had two additional parking spaces. It was extra, and we asked to reduce the road depth. And as you can see, we designed it in such a way that we don't have parked vehicles coming right out here. See the circulation goes in and then out in the same. But in this area, there could have been a conflict. So Public Works asked us to remove these two parking spaces, add more landscaping, and so long as we meet the side triangle requirements, they were fine with it. And that's why they recommended approval for that waiver, because we've done all the mitigation required. Now, there's a portion of the property that we said is not a park of this application, because we're not sure yet what you should go here. So basically, this was a conforming zone change because the master plan is CD, which allows C2, so it's a conforming zone change. It is not infill development. It has all the utilities right in that area, and these are uses that will serve the community, especially with the additional apartment units coming in and all the uses, and it's an easy walk to most of these uses. So with that said, we do accept all of staff's recommendation, and I'm here to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Okay.
And sorry, I do have my architect and my developer here, so if you have more detailed architectural questions, John Carroll is my partner in crime, and he can help. And down here, all the different elevations for the different buildings, the highest building is 26 feet. We try to keep it all. You would get a Dutch Brothers that is very popular with everyone, and then we're deciding on the other, we have to go out and see the other uses on the site. So thank you.
Okay, great, thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? All right, seeing none. I'm now closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board. I know, Amy, you have any questions?
Okay, so let's talk about the Dutch Brothers.
Yes.
So where are they going to be on the property?
Dutch Brothers is...
the one with all the cars, I think.
Right here.
Oh.
And you can see the way it's designed, everything is designed to circulate on the site. We're lucky, unlike some sites where it's pretty narrow.
Tropicana and
McLeod. At the edge. This is really not at the edge. There's another building at this site. Remember, this parking, which for us is additional parking as well, and some will use. People going to the, on the trail can park. We put the bicycle parking in close proximity, so you can see that. Now, the county would not allow a building, so you can see our building is here, and the drive aisle is being used. So the Dutch Brothers, actually where it's situated, has as much driving as possible.
So it has two lanes of driving?
Yes.
And where will they come in, off of Boulevard or off of Russell?
They can come in depending on where they are going. If they are going basically what would be north and west, they would go on this driveway and then circulate around this way or circulate around this way. If they are on Russell with the median, there's a median here, so they would have to be coming this way to enter as well.
Yeah, I mean, just from frequently, the ones on Tropicana and the one on 70, I mean, there are times that it's backed up like immensely on Tropicana, and that would just be a disaster to have it here.
And that's why we didn't put it at the edges or close to the entrances. We have this building buffering it. Now, the other thing you would realize with Dutch Brothers, and we get this question a lot because our developer does a lot of Dutch Brothers, initially in this town, saying Chick-fil-A, all of this. The first couple months during the opening, it's crazy. And what we try to do is when we open, we have a strategy for how to direct all of that. But once it's a couple months or another one comes close by, then the traffic dissipates because people are used to it being neighborhood. Even Chick-fil-A, as we realize, the months go on, but the initial grab movement. So we always have a strategy as to how all of that drive-through is managed at when it initially opens. 2 to 3 months in, then it's just like any regular drive-through.
It's still, the one down at 70, I'm there pretty regularly. Especially like on Saturdays and so forth, it's still pretty busy. But I do like the fact that there is somewhere for the cars to get you when you get in instead of backing up on.
Yes, and that was why we didn't put that as this building, because we're farther away from the entry.
Like the one on Blue Diamond and the one next to the Association of Realtors, those are better because they're back and that's about, the one on Tropicana, that was the first one, so I think you learned from that one to put them further back and allow.
Excuse me a moment, I missed the whole conversation down there about what establishment were you speaking of?
Oh, Dutch Brothers Coffee.
Dutch Brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, because the one on Tropicana, I don't know how there's so many accidents there, so I'm glad. I thought that's what you were saying.
It's so close to the curb.
It's terrible. No, that's, I'm sorry, I just wanted to know which establishment you were speaking of.
Yeah, it's this Dutch Brothers, and we intentionally designed it where it's not right, the first building.
Perfect.
Amy, anything else? Okay, Greg?
So the other QSR and the gas station, do they have tenants?
I'm not sure about the tenants yet on the other Q&Rs. We've gone through different things, and I don't want to put the developer on the spot because he's still under negotiations with their team. On the car wash, and this will all come in as one, and I know who it is, but they don't really want to share it at this time. But it's not 7-Eleven, because that's the one everybody has an objection on. It's not 7-Eleven.
And then you mentioned about kind of like old, trailhead parking for the trail.
Yes.
I know the area well. Right now, there's like nothing there, so really nobody's taking advantage of like parking.
Yeah.
So you're gonna invite parking. You're gonna invite people to use the trail.
Yes.
Most trailheads have restrooms.
Yes.
So is there gonna be an issue with the other businesses that you're establishing there? Are they gonna get inundated with non-customer restrooms?
It will be up to the business as to how they do it. Now remember, this is. County would have had to be responsible. We're private, and we offered the parking. Mm-hmm. Now, it will be up to each business. Most businesses now have the keys and would allow somebody, and most of the time you have to buy something for them to give it to you. So I would expect that those businesses would do the same, so they are not inundated. But you can't, really, we offered this because of the access to it, and they thought it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jerry.
I'm going to ask the $1 million question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your time frame?
In about 24 months. The reason I'm saying that is, we all know we went through the pandemic. It's getting harder and harder for construction workers. And county used to be my former employer, so I'm not going to beat up on the county. But even going through the review process, this took almost 5 months to go through the planning process. So you can imagine permits. And there's a lot in the system. The reason I wasn't here right on time, everybody who knows me knows I'm always right on time, is it's like you're talking to 10 different developers as you're driving here. So I had to slow down and be careful. So it's about, the permitting will take probably 6 months to a year. And because this is subdivided, there's a map that has to go through to take out this piece, and they're trying to develop it. So there's several items. So 18 to 24 months to commence construction on something like this, especially also working with Public Works and NDOT in this area. Yeah, takes a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said that aloud.
I didn't want to ask you. We understand, the staff is pressured as well.
Al? Or Jerry, anything else?
No, that's all I have.
Al? You're good? All right. Oh. Okay, so with all the questions, does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion if there's nobody down there.
All right, go for it.
CC 210311. Drake Tail. Holdings. LLC, zone change, waiver of development standards, and design review. My motion is for approval with all of staff's recommendations. First staff's recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you. We look forward to seeing it. Great. Yes, thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Do you want your form back? I'm sure you're going to need them down the road.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Taco Bell's moment.
All right. Okay, we're on to general business. I don't think there's any.
There is none.
Yeah, all right. He's got them.
Just a couple of things I just wanted to share with everybody.
Okay.
Number one, first Tuesday is the 3rd of August at 5 p.m. at the Southeast Area Command, and it's in person now. And the other thing, the Metro Southeast Area Command has a pilot program for the drone. And it's not used proactively. It's only used in assistance with a helicopter if they're in the area and they want to work with it. So it's an orange drone. So if you see it flying around in the neighborhood, it belongs to the police department. Just wanted to share that with everybody.
Hmm. All right.
It also appears that they've started doing the work on Hacienda. Somewhat.
I think it's just the sewer, because they're up on Denny now, too. So I think it's just something with the sewer line. I can't get it done fast enough for me.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only thing I think I had. I'm not sure.
All right.
So that's it for me.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. State your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson by majority vote. You good? Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Oh, right.
So, they have to return?
Yes.
At our next available.
I'll inform the planner that advised the applicant
to reschedule.
To reschedule. So, right. You're basically just forwarding it 2 weeks, and they'll be told to basically reach out to him about
right.
And I just want to make a statement on that, because that taco truck is on site and it's plugged in to the smog. Right there.
They can't be doing that. Should be a code enforcement.
No, I mean, if it's okay, I'm going to call code enforcement. I have no problem doing
that. Yeah, they haven't been approved here.
I know. They've got their I haven't been there, and according to the application, they want their business hours to be somewhere from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to
4 to midnight.
What is it?
4 to midnight.
4 to midnight. So I'll go past now on my way home and see if they're open. But I just went there again today.
Okay.
And they're plugged into the smog outlet.
If you need to reach out to me or anything.
Excuse me?
If you need to reach out to me or anything like that, I can give you my contact information.
That would be lovely.
And then that way I can forward you, I can give you the number to public response office and handle these complaints. So I can give you the number to.
Very good. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem. All right. So our next meeting is August 12th, 2021. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.